It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out why planting prairies in farm areas can have a big environmental benefit.
First, overcrowding in Wisconsin's prisons has become an issue in recent years, and action might need to be taken sooner rather than later. Addressing lawmakers yesterday, Department of Corrections Secretary John Litcher says Wisconsin needs more prison space by the year 2020, maybe even sooner.
The state prison population has grown significantly over the last 25 years and is expected to continue growing. Litcher says the prison population has increased by 700 inmates since he took the job in March of last year.
Molly Beck joins us now. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she's been covering this story. Molly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
So as we mentioned, DOC Secretary John Litcher addressed lawmakers yesterday about the state's prison overcrowding problem. Can you tell us more about what he had to say?
Yeah, Secretary John Litcher, he basically said that the prisons in the state are at capacity right now. So there's about 23,000 inmates. That number fluctuates day to day, but right now they need more space, and the legislature and state officials are convening this committee to look at the longer range planning of the prison system's infrastructure. And part of that is, you know, whether to build a new prison or expand current prisons and maybe even close down prisons. He said that, you know, before 2020, they're going to need more space and some relief because it's at capacity at the moment.
And you point out that the state's prison population has more than tripled over the last 25 years. It's not increasing as quickly as it had, but do we have a sense as to the causes behind that?
Yeah, it rose significantly between 1990 and 2000, and a lot of that is due to some tough drug crime legislation that sent drug offenders into the prison system in rates that they hadn't before. Since then, it hasn't grown as much. I think in 1990, we had about 7,000 inmates in the prison system, and it grew to about 20,000 by 2000. But since then, we have about 3,000 more inmates than we did in 2000. Part of that is last year, legislature increased penalties for drunken driving, and at the time, they knew that would, you know, increase the prison population, which had been a reason they hadn't done so up until then. So, you know, increasing penalties for some of these crimes that are more common than others are a big reason why the prison population grows.
So let's get into some of the solutions they're talking about. You mentioned some of the ideas for increasing capacity. What are there concrete proposals that lawmakers and the DOC are looking at to give more cells, whether that's new buildings or adding on to current prisons?
Yeah, there's not a concrete strategy or, you know, comprehensive plan about addressing the full prison system and how they're going to manage the population. But there is one bill that's going through the legislature right now that would basically result in a new Green Bay prison. The prison there right now is overcrowded, and it's very old. It's over 100 years old. And this bill would allow a private contractor to build a new prison and lease it to the state, essentially. Other things that they could look at, Secretary Litcher said, is to expand current prison facilities. He said when they were built, they had expansion in mind, and they may have space there to add some buildings.
Talking to Molly Beck, reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at prisons in Wisconsin, prisons approaching capacity. State lawmakers and the Department of Corrections talking about expanding that capacity. That's one possible solution, Molly. You also talk about Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch and others saying we should maybe be considering reforms to send fewer people to prison in the first place. What kinds of things are they talking about?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of discussion, especially among Democratic lawmakers, about how to address, you know, these offenders before they even get to the prison system. And some of those solutions could be expanding drug courts, which are a way to kind of rehabilitate those who are addicted to drugs and are repeat offenders and would not, you know, that would result in jail time and some, you know, education and just a way to keep them out of the prison, but still addressing you know, the issue that they have. There's also substance abuse counseling, things like that, that can kind of help with the nonviolent crimes that still result in, sometimes result in prison time.
And did Secretary Litcher say anything about what happens if we just go with the status quo and don't reduce the number of prisoners or increase the capacity of prisons?
Yeah, he didn't really address that yesterday, but I know that the state sometimes contracts with counties, and if they need space in county jails, they'll use that. That's one way that they have kind of a stopgap measure to alleviate some crowding.
I want to move on to a related issue you've been reporting on, the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison Correctional Facility. In the news again, there's been a lot going on there. Changes, judges' orders limiting things like restraints, solitary confinement, the use of pepper spray. But there have been some incidents going on there involving staff safety. What's happened there?
Right. Yeah. So this summer, a federal judge who's overseeing one of the several lawsuits that are moving through the courts that are being brought by former and current inmates of the youth prison alleging abuse, he told the youth prison administrators that they cannot continue to keep inmates in solitary confinement for weeks at a time and use pepper spray excessively and keep the inmates in restraints excessively. Staff have said that since then there haven't been effective strategies deployed to replace those practices to keep the facility safe. And so there many staff members are complaining of kind of a more chaotic environment, and they don't feel safe. Some say they fear for their life. There was one incident that I wrote about today that a group of inmates allegedly conspired to electrocute a guard. And when he told his supervisors about it, they didn't call the police and they didn't discipline the inmates. And he also wasn't moved immediately away from, you know, the unit where this happened. So right now there's a lot of concerns from staff about if we can't do these things that we have been doing, what are we going to do to replace them to keep us safe? Because right now they say they don't feel safe.
And Corrections Secretary Litcher addressed the situation at Lincoln Hills yesterday, as well as the prison overcrowding issues. What did he have to say about Lincoln Hills?
Yeah, he's maintaining that the facility is safe. I spoke to somebody in this department later after he spoke to reporters, and he said that the secretary had visited the Lincoln Hills facility on Wednesday and talked to staff about some of the concerns that he's heard and ways they can improve safety. So kind of acknowledging that there is an issue that they have to address, but also he does maintain that he believes it's a safe facility.
And we heard in the news that some state lawmakers are writing to the judge you mentioned who had limited the use of things like restraints and pepper spray, hoping that that judge would withdraw that order. Is there any talk of that actually happening?
Right. We haven't heard a response from the judge, the federal judge, James Peterson. But the lawmakers said that they acknowledge that the inmates' constitutional rights must not be violated by, you know, what's going on at the youth prison, but they also, you know, want the judge to acknowledge that the staff has to be safe too. The lawyers who represent the inmates responded to this letter saying that it kind of misses the point. They say that, the lawmakers should be seeking that, you know, the inmates and the staff are safe, and that is the job of the administration, the State Department of Corrections, and not the judges.
Until your reporting, as we start to wrap up, Molly, was there a sense that the course at Lincoln Hills was being righted, if not everything fixed, things were getting better?
Well, I know that I spoke to the secretary a few months ago, and he said, and this, I think this was before the order was handed down, but he said that, you know, a lot of new staff was coming on board. There's a lot of new training. He felt like the atmosphere was changing. There was never, you know, an elimination of these, you know, for years you've heard these concerns from staff. Right now it seems to be concentrated. So I think the department was optimistic, and I know that they have made a number of changes, you know, and as this investigation moves forward.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal. Join us for a look at issues facing Wisconsin's prisons.